Good evening, everybody. How are you? Are you all right there?
Mr. Rauner.
It went well. You were asking it well. It was fun.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's going good.
How did you think it scored? How did you score best? What did you score best on?
I don't know. My message is my message, and it's very powerful, and it's resonating with the voters. Every voter in this state knows we're going down the drain, and they need some fundamental change. And I've been a leader at everything I've ever done in my career, and I'm going to lead a major transformation in Springfield. It's going to be fun. It's going to be hard work. It's going to be really rough, but we can do it. You know, here's the situation. The special interest groups that make their money from government control Springfield. They've bought it. They've bought Springfield. They're running the government for their own benefit rather than for the benefit of the people of the state. That's the fact. It's a tragedy. And I'm outraged. The reason I'm running is to deal with that fact. Because I have no confidence that these career politicians will turn it around. I know I can. The government union bosses, the trial lawyers, these corrupt groups, they can't do anything to me. I'm impenetrable to them. They can't, if I could finish. We've got to take this on, and I'm the one person who can do it. You know, I like my opponents, all three of my Republican opponents. They're good guys. They're nice. They're mostly pretty affable. And but, you know, they've been down there for decades. They're part of the problem. I'm the solution. They're part of the problem. They've all been down there. They voted with the Democrats for budgets that raise taxes and fees. They voted for big spending increases. They voted for more debt. They voted for bad pension deals. They voted themselves pay raises as legislators. They've kept themselves in the pensions for legislators. I don't know if you guys have seen what legislators get for pensions. It's ridiculous. It's unaffordable. It's unfair. If they were leaders, they would have moved themselves out of the pensions and into a 401k years ago. They're not leaders. None of them. They're nice people. They're not leaders. I've been a leader at everything I've ever done. I want to transform the government. And you know what? This is going to be rough. I'm going to be dragged through the mud. My family is going to be dragged through the mud. My businesses are going to be dragged through the mud. So people ask me, Bruce, why do you want to do that? Why would you do that? And you know why? I love the state, and I want my children, your children, our grandchildren to have a good future here. And you know what? Many business executives I know are leaving. They're going to Tennessee. They're going to Indiana. They're going to Texas. They're going to Florida. And if that keeps up, we don't have a future. That's why I'm running. And many of the executives I've said, give me a chance. Stay here. Let's go to battle for it to turn the economy around. You know what they've said to me? Said, Bruce, give it up. It's too hard. Invasive, abusive, expensive. You should come to Florida with us. Move to Texas with us. And I say, gol darn it, no. I would rather fight with everything I've got to turn our state around before I'd leave. That's exactly why I'm running, and it's the only reason I'm running.
Education funding reform is very popular among this group. What are the facts behind that? What would you do to change education?
We need really big education funding reform. It's one of the big problems. Okay, so here's the example. So there's a very smart business consulting group called Boston Consulting Group. They've been studying Illinois' state funding formula for education. And I know them. I work with them to solve problems on all sorts of issues, especially education. They've issued a report. Some of it I can share at a later date with you guys. Some I can't. But they thought that they could recommend a few tweaks to or a few changes to improve Illinois' education funding formula. You know what they came back and told me and others? This state funding formula is so broken, it's so corrupt, it's so murky, it's so subject to political manipulation and deals for powerful groups or powerful influential districts that we've got to scrap it and start over. That's what they said, and I think they're right. So what I want to do is I want to go to the smart governors around America, the well-run states around America, study how they fund their schools. What do they do? What approaches do they take? And steal the most innovative approaches and then come to Springfield, work with the legislature to see if we can't really transform what we do in Illinois, because nothing is more important for us than education.
You mentioned special interest groups, and you mentioned government or union bosses. Would you refuse money into your campaign from these special interest groups that would tend more to your politics?
I'm sorry, I didn't follow your question. So would I refuse money from AFSCME, SEIU, the teachers union?
I mean, unions maybe not as likely to give money to you, but other special interest groups, would you refuse them if you see their...
Well, that's so broad. That's so broad a statement, I can't really answer it. Let's be clear what's the real core issue. See, people say, well, Bruce, if you're anti-government union bosses, you're an anti-union person. I'm not anti-union. I'm anti-conflict of interest. That's the issue. It's conflict of interest that's the problem. It's not unions per se. You know, Franklin Roosevelt, powerful Democratic president, the most pro-union president in American history. He was adamantly against government unions as opposed to private sector unions because he said they're organized against the public good. He was correct. It's a conflict of interest. When a government union boss can sit in a room with the governor and say, hey, give me free pension, free health care, give me a juice of your pension, give our gang much higher pay than in the private sector for the same job, and in return, I'll siphon back some of that money for your reelection, and I'll give you a whole bunch of free, really taxpayer-funded, campaign workers. That's a corrupt deal. That's a conflict of interest. We've got to stand up and change that system and take it on. So I'm not against unions, and I'd vehemently disagree with those government union bosses that say they're for working people in the state and say, Bruce, you're not. Exactly the opposite. I am battling to help the working people in the state because low-income, middle-income families, blue-collar workers, they are suffering in Illinois dramatically because of high unemployment and because employers are leaving the state because of the taxes that are driven up by the government union bosses. And you know what? Working families have their real estate taxes going through the roof because of the government union bosses while their home values go down. That's wrong. It's corrupt. We've got to turn that around. I'm the one person who can do it. I'm the only person who hasn't been in that corrupt system in Springfield. I can stand up and battle for folks.
Leading in the polls, leading...
Yeah, so she had a question.
You seem like a competitive guy.
So, that's a fair statement.
Battle, let's steal their ideas. How can you take that competitive attitude and be able to collaborate and cooperate with lawmakers in this state?
You know what? We have some very good lawmakers in both political parties in Springfield. I will seek them out, I will get to know them, and I will work with them. I've been a team builder, an alliance builder, a problem solver my whole life, and those skills are needed in Springfield, and I'm excited to get there. There's some good folks there. And you know what? And many folks down in Springfield have quietly, privately told me, Bruce, we need somebody like you down here because we need real leadership. We need someone who's going to take the arrows, take the blame, and take the responsibility. There are going to be a lot of special interest groups that will want to kill you, Bruce. And if it's you, that's great. Go do it, and we'll take some of the votes along with you to get it done. But we're not going to take the blame. We want you to take it. And you know what? I'm happy to take the blame.
Bruce, you may have already answered this.
Okay.
You may have already answered this, but can you respond to Senator Dillard, because he's using this line a lot, drip, drip, drip.
Right.
Should make him unelected.
Yeah, and you know what? I'll be attacked. I have been attacked pretty much for a year, and now the intensity of attacks is just going to go up. And it's because my message is a threatening one to the powers that be. I'm a threat to the status quo in this state. And so the special interest groups, the politicians in both parties who like the status quo, they are working together against me. So there'll be stories, but you know what? None of them will stick because there's no underlying foundation for them. There's no there. And we're going to fight back. Voters want somebody with a clear message who's a dynamic leader. I'm going to drive real results. And to say there's going to be a drip, that's, you know what? What's that old, you know, politics? What's that old line? If you want a friend in politics, get a dog. Well, you know, I've got a couple terrific bird dogs. I'm good to go. I'm ready to rumble. I can take them on. I can battle. And we're going to win this race. And I don't care. They can fling all the attacks they want. If they're not going to stick because there's no underlying reason for them to stick. My message is resonating. We're going to win.
We have time for one more question. Having more campaign money than ever, that's not a vote. In a Republican primary, you've only got a couple of 100,000 people vote. Do you have the ground game? Do you have people in every county in this state? How do you reach out not to the moderate voters that was asked here, but to the conservative voters who are going to drive this?
It's a great question. The emphatic answer is yes. We have a great ground game. And you know what? Money is critical to beating Pat Quinn and the Democrats, and we're going to raise a lot of money, but it's really about a personal connection with the voters. I love campaigning. I love connecting with the voters. I'm a workaholic. I love people. I love to sell. I love to travel. And you know, my grandparents lived in a little double-wide trailer, and I come from a middle-class background, and I worked my tail off, and I succeeded. And I'm going to bring that work ethic to this campaign. Voters love it. They respect it. That's the reason we're in first place in the polls. We're winning the race, and we are going to win this election. Quinn's going to be gone. We're going to turn it around. We have 2,000 volunteers signed up in our campaign. We have college kids. We have high school kids. We even have folks who are traditionally Democrats who've come to me and said, Bruce, Quinn's a disaster. He's a failure. You're a leader. We're going to be with you. We're going to win this race. Thanks very much. Good to be with you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Mr. Dillard's coming.